This is President Barack Obama.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to...
Oh, honey, please don't.
Atomicast. I'm Tim.
I'm Shay.
What's up, Shay?
Oh, nothing. You know, just the normal biz.
Chilling.
Killing.
Bob Dylan.
Like a villain.
If they want to reach out and touch someone, namely the show, how would they do that, Shay?
They would go and email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's
832-819.
Social media stuff is on atomicast.com.
Oh, yeah.
There's also an iPhone app.
All that good shit. We're everywhere.
I don't know why anyone would ever want the iPhone app, but it's there.
Maybe you should make it better.
It exists. Add some value.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Pass.
Yeah, who cares?
Pass.
I wouldn't either if I were you.
We broadcast live on Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock central, on radio.atomicast.com.
Yep.
And on rockincomedyshow.com.
Please join the chat rooms. It was fun last week when there was people in there.
It was. We had a couple last week. We're back to being the lone
I know.
Chat room
of course
guys
we are.
Again. That's all right.
No one here to tell me how much I love cock.
Well, I'm here. I'm here for you, Shay.
Will you do this
for
me?
You cock lover.
Yes.
You stupid lover of the cock.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, dude.
What's
you
wrong
know,
with
I'm,
loving
I'm,
cock?
I'm very pro-gay, man.
You are pro-gay. Almost Gays are too
cool.
pro-gay.
I'm, you know.
Like, almost to the point where I actually do think that you are secretly gay. That's why you're so, like, weird about me trying to touch your penis. Because you're like, I know I'm going to get a boner, and then he's going to know.
Well...
I'm convinced that that is what's going on here.
I'm not sure that your logic is sound, Shay.
Well, it is.
I'm not sure of that.
Well, it is.
Yeah. Well, how was your week?
Oh, good. Oh, man. Dude, my fucking legs have been itching like crazy.
Oh, you got the herpes? You got the leg herpes? Leg crabs. Leg crabs. It's got to be the leg crabs. You shave your balls so the crabs have migrated to
weird.
Your legs.
That's a weird thought.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is, but
get
that's
out the
a
magnifying
weird
glass, dude. I'm sure that's what it is.
I don't even think I have any hair anymore where I've been scratching my legs because yeah. I've been scratching
just
it so
friction
fucking...
got the hair off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, but yeah, no, my week week's been good. I went down to it was Easter weekend last weekend, so
yeah,
I went
it
down
was.
To my sister's house this weekend. Saw my nieces and nephew for a little bit Saturday, and then we did the whole Easter egg hunt thing on Sunday, mm-hmm. you know. And, oh, my God, so many fucking eggs in the yard.
How old are your nephews?
A little old for it. My oldest niece is 11.
Okay.
And my the other niece and nephew are both 9.
Okay. It's a little old, but not that old.
Yeah, I mean, they still kind of have fun doing it.
Yeah.
So whatever. It's easy and cheap for my sister to do, so.
Yeah. I've got a 13-year-old, 11-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Nephews and niece. And they had an egg hunt.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, but it was like, they had 5 eggs each or something. It wasn't a lot of eggs. And,
geez.
You know, they had cash in them.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, my daughter, she's 2. Mm-hmm. She was super excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
And the 13-year-old, he went like way after. Like, he just sort of was fucking on his iPad. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to get my eggs. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't. Right. At that age, you shouldn't care.
Right.
But yeah. It's just part of the tradition. I don't remember when it stopped for me. I'm not sure we ever did like an egg hunt in the house.
I don't think we ever did one. I don't remember ever doing that.
We would go places and do egg hunts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we would just get baskets. And then on Sunday mornings, do you remember Bozo the Clown? Did you ever watch him? He was out of Chicago.
Yeah.
We used to watch him every Sunday morning, and Easter Sunday was no exception, except that we'd have a whole bunch of candy and fucking toys to play with.
Yeah.
While we watched Bozo the Clown.
I remember I always got a kite. That was one of my fond memories. I would always get a kite in my Easter basket.
Are you good at flying kites? I feel like I heard that there's a skill to it.
No.
No.
I mean, I'm good at it in that I can get the kite in the air, but I don't feel like there's a skill to it. I don't feel like especially accomplished when I get in the air.
Okay.
It's really just, you just fucking throw the thing up. And,
yeah, but you're supposed to keep it going for as long as you can, right? Yeah. Isn't that where the skill lies?
I don't know. I mean, if the wind is, if you've got good wind, it just stays up.
It just does its job.
Yeah, and if you don't have good wind, I don't feel like there's anything you can do. You know?
Blow real fucking hard.
Yeah,
you're a Superman. Can't you do that?
Start sprinting or something?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. You fucking sprint with kites.
I don't know.
Look like
I don't,
a fucking weirdo.
I don't feel like there's a lot of skill involved with it.
Fair enough.
But I remember one year, I must have been 13 or 14. I was kind of getting out of being that age. We went down to my uncle's, and my uncle would fly in kite competitions and stuff. So I mean, I guess if there's some skill, my uncle used to do it.
Yeah.
And so he like rigged up, and it was just like one of those cheap, shitty, like 99-cent kites, you know?
Yeah.
And he flew it up till it was out of string, and then he connected fishing line to it, and it went so high that we like totally lost track of it.
Really?
And it was so high into the clouds that every once in a while you'd catch a glimpse of like this little tiny dot that you knew that's what it was. But it just, like, it was so far away.
Did he rig it up with helium or something?
No, it just, just a good windy day.
Wow.
And so finally, when it came time to bring the kite back in, we hooked a drill to the end of the fishing line. Because it would have taken all fucking day to reel
to
the whole
thing.
Yeah. And we must have been drilling for 5 minutes. And
really?
Like, we still could barely see the fucking kite. And then all of a sudden, we just felt the whole line just go limp. And so the kite, it must have come undone or something.
Right.
The kite never, we never saw it again. Man.
That's a fun story.
Yeah, very sad. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do like flying kites. Okay. It's kind of a silly thing, but I like flying kites.
Whatever. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we did our Easter thing too.
Yeah.
Went to my sister's house and had ham and did the Easter egg hunts and ate candy and yeah, it was fun.
My mom made ham and she put a pineapple in it.
Yeah.
Like, on the bottom to sweeten. Oh my God, it was fucking tasty.
You like pineapple?
The juice of it, the flavor of it.
I'm always so
on the
surprised
ham.
When you like things. Pineapple is so delicious.
It is pretty good.
Do you get the cottage cheese at Steak and Shake that has a pineapple on it?
I don't go to Steak and Shake for cottage cheese.
Oh, it's fucking good.
I go there for French fries.
Yeah, but when you're trying to be less fat like I am now,
yeah, you don't
get a
go
cottage
to,
cheese.
You don't go to Steak and Shake.
It's not bad if you get a burger and then like cottage cheese or like a fruit cup or something.
Yeah, that's not the reason I go to Steak and Shake, and I don't see myself ever getting cottage cheese at Steak and Shake.
Well, it's all part of my plan to just be a reasonable person.
Yeah. Have you been in contact with Wolford about the weigh-ins?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. Every Monday I would send, and we only did it for 3 or 4 weeks. I'd send my weight and he'd send his back.
Uh-huh.
And then I fell off the wagon with the whole thing with my mom.
Right.
And I'm just recently really back hitting it hard.
Okay. Good. Good.
And there's another weight loss competition. Thank you. Thank you. I asked Jay to call me a fat fuck every day. Keep me on track.
I've been
pretty good
about
it.
It's
been working. I think about it. Because, dude, I get hungry and I think, like, I should go in and get some food, but oh no, I'm too fat. That's a fat thing to do. Yeah. I have to be really mindful. Like, am I actually hungry or am I just eating because I'm bored?
Yeah, dude, that's so fucking easy to do too.
It's always because I'm bored. It's always. If you really think about it, I'm not really hungry that often.
Yeah. And so, I think your mind plays tricks on you because you'll just be bored and your brain instantly like associates that with hunger.
Yeah.
So like you're bored and you just automatically go get something to eat.
Yeah.
It's a fucking curse.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm just trying to be more mindful about it. And when I go out to eat, I'm not getting chicken salads all the time, but it is, you know, I'll get a side salad instead of French fries or just be reasonable, Shay. Just be a reasonable human being.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good plan.
Yeah.
It's a good long-term plan.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we talked about, and you know, and this relates to the diet thing, you gave up drinking for the month.
Yes.
How is that going? Have you stuck to it?
I have stuck to it.
Yeah. How's that going? Has it been difficult?
Somewhat. Yeah.
What parts have been difficult?
Just again, kind of just a lot of times when I drink, especially if I'm like drinking alone, I'm,
bored.
Yeah. I'm just bored. I'm sitting around at home being bored. I'm like, what can I do to make the night go by faster that I actually want to do?
Yeah.
So I've my brain's kind of linked those two together. So now I'll just be bored. I'll be like, well, I should get like Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday night. On Fridays, usually I'll at least go somewhere to, you know, get some beers.
Yeah.
You know, Buffalo Wild Wings or Old Chicago or, you know, Fridays, wherever. And, you know, I didn't do that on Friday.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, well, what the fuck am I going to do? So what did I do? I didn't do much. I just kind of watched TV. I took sleeping pills. And kind of went to bed early, I think.
Yeah.
Like I went to bed at like 11 o'clock, which isn't super early, but for Friday night, it just was long.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been too difficult, really. But I'm good. I think I can make it.
Yeah. It seems like the first week or two is the hardest of anything.
It makes me feel like I'm a fucking addict. Like I'm addicted to alcohol.
You think? Do you really think you are?
I don't know. I definitely have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I could easily see how I would be addicted to alcohol.
Yeah.
You know.
But you've gone a week more than that now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be affecting all that much.
No, I mean it's not like a physical thing. It's not killing me. I don't, you know, I didn't come over here and be like, "Oh fuck, I'm just going to have a couple of beers," you know.
Yeah.
We usually just weasel out of it by having a couple of beers and whatever. It's not. I don't think it's a strong addiction, but I can definitely feel like I'm.
It's brewing. It's a brewing in there.
Like alcoholism could be really easy for me.
Yeah.
You know, I could see that.
Yeah. On the other hand, I'm not trying to enable you, but
yeah.
You are sort of, I mean, it's sort of like me. Like, I like to drink. I enjoy having a couple drinks. And I think yeah. If I let myself get out of control, I think it'd be pretty easy to get out of control. But from what Dr. Drew says, you define alcoholism by the consequences. And have you had any? I mean, your health is not deteriorating because of it? You're not, like, financially strapped because of it? You haven't lost any jobs? No. You're not getting Deweys?
No, although one time was pretty close, a Dewey.
Really?
It was out in Virginia, and I was dating this girl. And we were out at one of those adult gaming places.
Yeah.
Whatever those are called.
Casino.
No. It's actually Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
And we were all drinking, and I got nice and drunk. And she was going to drive home, but she was throwing a fit, so I was going to drive home. She's like, no, you're way too drunk to drive home. So she drove, and it was just a big clusterfuck driving.
Mm-hmm.
but at one point, like, we went 30 miles out of the way, and where we were going was like 15 minutes away.
Right.
I was just so drunk, I wasn't paying any attention. She went the wrong way on the interstate.
Nice.
So turn around, we stop, and I get out of the car. I'm like, let me fucking drive. Let me get us back to your house so that we can just be there. And she doesn't let it happen, luckily.
Yeah.
Because, we definitely got pulled over a little while later because the cops could kind of tell that she had been drinking. She blew like a 0.78 or something like that. And what,
0.80 is the, or 0.08 is the,
yeah. And the cop was like, yeah, I can easily give you a DUI, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. The closest I've come, I was 22 or something. I was really young, and I was pulling out of a bar, of course.
Yeah.
And like the lights came on like instantly, right as I pulled out of the bar. And I'm not even sure if the guy gave me a reason why he pulled me over. I mean, I wasn't on the road long enough to do anything bad.
He just saw you
coming out of a bar. Yeah. And I was a young kid, you know, you know, I don't think I was like super drunk.
Uh-huh.
I was capable of getting home, but you know, I'd had some beers.
Yeah.
And, the cop looked at my license, and at the time I was only living like 3 miles away from where uh-huh. I was. And, he's like, where are you going? And I said, I'm going home, officer.
Yeah.
And he says, you're going home. And I said, yeah. And he's like, that's not a question. I'm telling you, you're going home.
What the fuck?
I was like, yeah, officer, I'm going to go home. And he handed me my license, and he said, go home.
Wow.
And he followed me the whole way home.
Really?
Till I pulled into my driveway, yeah.
I mean, I can kind of appreciate that
on
his part. But at the same time, like, if you get pulled over, I mean, maybe he didn't have a reason to pull you over, and that's why he didn't give you a ticket.
Yeah.
But if you get pulled over and you get a DUI, like, it's well within, you know, the laws.
Yeah.
It's well within the cop's right to write you a DUI.
Sure.
But it's nice when they don't, when they know that you're not going to go cause trouble, and you're out with your friends having a couple of beers, and maybe you're like 0.1 instead of 0.08.
Right.
You know, it's nice when they cut you some slack and do that. Luckily, I've never been through anything that intense.
That was the closest I come, and I don't know, it didn't even seem real to me at the time. It was just sort of, it was this weird thing, and I don't think until I was at home and in bed, I don't think I thought to myself like, holy shit, that could have gone very poorly.
It really, really could have.
Yeah. But yeah, I was lucky.
Yeah, I got, when I was 18, I got pulled over because my friend Brett threw a cigarette box out the window, and we were in Pekin.
Yeah.
And the cop pulled us over, and I had been drinking like all night. But like I stopped an hour before I was driving, and I pissed a lot. I remember that. And I ate something from Hardee's or something.
Yeah. None of that would have any impact on,
you know, somehow it did.
Yeah.
Cause, they gave me the breathalyzer and I blew zero, and I'd been drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got lucky then. I'm sure it was just broken or something.
Dude. I was so, like, that was the moment when I was like, yep, never doing this again.
Yeah.
And of course I've done it again.
Well, you know, I wish that somebody would have told me this, like, in high school or something, that, you know, the rule is, of course, if you have anything to drink, you don't drive. That's right. The rule.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that's actually done that. The reality of the situation is that it happens all the time that you have a little too much to drink and you still drive home.
I know.
It's just something that happens, and maybe it's a Midwestern thing, or, no, you said it happened in Virginia,
too. Oh, yeah. A lot. I swear everybody that I was friends with out there had DUIs.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that have them too, and I mean, I don't, but I should have probably, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, you know, It's bad. It's bad form. You shouldn't do it.
Bad.
It's bad. In the last couple of years, I've certainly gotten a lot better at it. But yeah. I'm not perfect. Nobody is.
Dude, and I mean, it is really. It's weird that that's a hard thing.
Yeah.
But it seems, especially at the time, it seems so much easier than getting a cab and having to go all the way back the next day.
Yeah, it is easier. But with Uber coming to Peoria.
Is that actually happening?
I've been reading, because they're in Bloomington now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just seems like just a matter of time.
Yeah.
That'll be better then. Because then you'll get home in like $6-7 instead of $30 or something.
Oh my God.
Like,
dude, I remember when I was living out here at your house and I got taxis from downtown, it was easily $40.
Yeah.
Plus tip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. That's what it is.
I mean, it's a long drive from here to there, but not super long.
But is
long.
It? I mean, it's 15 minutes.
For the area. I mean, for the area.
For the area it is. But there's some places in Peoria.
It's the entire distance of Peoria plus some.
I know, but that's the thing. To get out to the north end of Peoria takes the same amount of time.
I know.
And that's the same. That's within the city limits, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Peoria's not a big city.
It's not.
But it's a long drive relative to Peoria size.
That's true. Yeah, 15 minutes isn't that long. But yeah, it does turn into an expensive cab ride.
Yeah.
Uber's cheaper.
Yep.
Yeah.
And smarter.
Yeah. Any who's it, Shay?
Any who's it.
I got a quiz for you. Oh, neither of us are drinking. Yeah.
You're not drinking anything at all.
No, I know. I'm going to, at the song break, I'm going to get a bottle of water because I'm a little parched.
Would you like me to get you one right now?
No, I can wait.
You sure?
I can wait.
Okay.
It's cool.
I'm drinking Diet Pepsi.
It's Coolville, Daddy-O.
From the Freedom Station.
Yeah.
It's a crisp, cool Diet Pepsi with freedomoil.com. On the side.
I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
Oh, very much.
Yeah, you said you were going to stop drinking throughout all of April.
Yep.
I said I was just going to do once a week, which is sort of, that was my norm that I stuck to for a long time.
Yep.
Fell off the wagon with that, but I'm back on it. I had a couple drinks with Johnny on Sunday.
Yep.
Which means I can't have drinks tonight.
You're doing the right thing, sir.
You know, it's for,
bettering your health.
I guess. Sucks, though.
Did I just hear a dog back there, by the way? Because that's my segue. They're just mentioning that we're also out in the garage again. The bar. We're in the bar again.
Smooth. That was smooth.
Jay. I think I did hear a dog though.
Yeah. You might have. We're outside. I mean, we're basically outside.
I know. We're basically outside.
We only have three walls.
It's
right
the
now.
Fucking perfect time of year to be sitting
That's
outside
beautiful,
and doing
isn't
this.
It?
Oh
isn't
my
it
god.
Great?
I was hoping actually it would be storming right now.
Yeah.
We are not getting that lucky.
I'm sure we can simulate it, right?
Probably.
I can't find anything right now. How about this one? No, that wasn't it.
It's like your thunder dump.
Exactly. Here we go. There.
Oh, shit. That's really hitting hard.
There we go. I like that, right? That's some atmosphere.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like it.
I wish that was actually happening outside.
Yeah. So anyway... And plus, I'm probably going to have a couple beers on Friday, too. I'm having dinner with Jeff. You know Jeff.
Oh, you're having dinner with him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want to come? You're invited. You are hereby invited.
I don't want a pity invite.
Well, that's all you're going to get. That's it.
I just didn't know if I heard what you said.
So, Shay, I play these audio quizzes for you. I've noticed a trend with your audio quizzes.
Okay, what's that?
Number one, you do very poorly. That's number one.
That's the most
number
obvious.
Number one, you suck at them.
Yeah, I really do.
Number two, when I ask you to name songs, you always name the artist. Have you noticed that about yourself? I play a song and you say like, oh, that's the Beatles, but I'm asking you the fucking song.
I know, because sometimes you say that you will accept the artist.
Well.
And I think I just have it in my head that you always accept the artist.
I don't always accept the artist, but tonight it's all about the artist.
Oh, yes.
So you only have to name the artist. But
that's not necessarily going to be anything any easier than...
Well, the tricky part is that these are all 90s one-hit wonder artists.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm going to play the song. You're going to get a good chunk of these. I have no doubt in my head
what
about this.
What if I start naming the song?
That won't count then. God that won't damn. Count. Extra points if you can get them like really early on. What do you think, Shay?
Oh. Fuck, better than Ezra?
Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. There it is.
Is that it?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Did you know, too?
They were playing out at when I went to D.C. a few weeks ago, they were playing at the D.C. Marathon.
They just recently had another big hit.
Did they?
Yeah, they had a big hit in like 1996 and then in like 2014.
That's weird.
It's really bizarre because, and I don't think, as far as I know, they didn't have anything between those
right,
two times.
Right, yeah. They just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I heard them at the gym. And I was just like, holy shit, is this better than Ezra? like from my childhood, yeah. like, you know, when I was like, huh. in high school. All right, yeah. You got one. One for one, Shay. Wow. If this was me, I wouldn't get this one. So don't feel any amount of shame, Shay, if you can't get it. Do you know the song? Does it even sound familiar?
I mean, the song itself sounds familiar, but the... Sean Lennon.
No, this is Deep Blue Something.
Oh, yeah.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, we have never gotten
that's
that.
That's probably the hardest one on my list here.
The song, I mean, the song does sound mildly familiar, but...
It's a fucking horrible song.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
hated
sure.
this song even when it was new.
Yeah.
All right, you'll get this one.
Okay.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, man.
You know the song, right?
Of course I know the song. Do they start with an S? Ugly Kid Joe.
No.
Ugly Kid Joe.
No.
That's not who this is?
No.
Fuck! It doesn't start with an S?
No. No, it does not.
Fuck!
What type of person would sing a song like this?
What type of person?
Yeah, what type of person?
A country singer?
Sort of, yeah. What's like a slang word for a country singer?
A hick.
You're very close. You're on the right track. Keep going. What's another one that's in that same vein of
hillbilly?
Oh man, you're naming all of them except
redneck.
There you go.
Redneck.
In the plural.
Rednecks.
There you go.
This is the rednecks.
Rednecks with an X.
Oh really?
Rednecks with an X. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm not. But yeah, yeah, I don't think. Didn't fucking Ugly Kid Joe or something? No, maybe not.
No.
Every time I hear that song, I just think
it's like a two-hit wonder from the 90s.
Did he? And he didn't do that one?
No.
Oh, why do I keep thinking that it's him? Every time I hear that fucking song.
It's the Rednecks.
Okay.
Now you know.
Now I know.
The more you know.
Oh, man. I... Tarnow. Natalie Imbruglia?
Nope.
Oh, Fiona Apple.
There you go. This, I remember that video. This was 97. I only know that because I had to look it up for this thing.
She was hot.
I used to jerk off to this video, for sure.
Understandably.
It's like a 2017-year-old with not good acting. I mean, the internet was not really a thing.
Right, yeah.
You just did what you can.
I know.
Do what you can with what you got.
Dude, people make jokes about jerking off to the Sears catalog, but that was a real fucking thing.
Oh, I know, yeah. For
all
me, too.
All the time.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But this video is just, like, so hot. It's less hot now. Like, looking back on it today, I'm like, why did I jerk off to this?
Because you were a fucking child.
And I didn't have anything better.
Yeah.
It was just a girl in her underwear, you know?
I know.
But, hey, whatever.
You do what you do.
I'll take it. All right. I love this song. This is a really solid song still. You know the song?
Not yet. Well, I've heard this song before.
It's a great song.
Oh, man. I'm not sure if I'm going to get the band.
Can you get the song?
No, I cannot name the song. The Verve Pipe. I don't know.
No. Space Hog.
Oh.
Okay. Space Hog. In the meantime.
Okay.
Space Hog. In the meantime.
I wouldn't have gotten that at all.
I can never tell if the music is too loud. I'm going to turn it down just a smidge.
That wasn't too loud.
Are you sure?
Not in my headphones.
Well, I know, but it's, when I listen to it again, it sometimes, whatever, doesn't
okay.
matter.
Okay. Turn that up.
Damn it.
I should really be cranking this shit.
Well, we gotta be able to hear our voices on top of it, too.
I know.
Shay. That's the delicate.
I know. But
you know the song yet?
Yeah. I just really wanted to kick in already. I don't want you to turn the shit up. Prodigy.
There you go. All right.
They just released a new album, too.
Did they really?
Yes.
Oh, good for them. Good for them. Good for Prodigy.
Of course I know this fucking song.
Yeah. You know the artist?
No. Is it a guy or a name of a band?
Could be either, really.
It's one of those guys like Beck, but not Beck.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. You know? Yes, you're right.
Oh, fuck. And you're going to say it, and it's going to piss me off.
I know.
The song's called Praise You.
Yep. And the artist is?
Fuck. I'm not going to get it.
Fatboy Slim.
Fuck.
Fatboy Slim, praise you.
I should have gotten that one.
Yeah, you should have. Well, maybe next time I give you a quiz like this one.
Band wants to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This is not, they are not a one-hit wonder, Shay. They're a very famous
I know,
band.
I'm just saying the guitar
There's
sounds
many,
like...
many hits.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh shit. This is gonna drive me crazy.
I love the quizzes that make you just rub your temples and get so fucking pissed.
You can
do it, Shay. I got faith in you.
Oh no, I can't. I'm really bad at thinking on the spot like this.
Do you want to come back to that one? Yep, you can clearly hum with it, Shay. Can you name the artist? Can you name the artist?
Oh my god, why is this
Come on. Come on, Shay.
People who are listening are probably like, this guy's
a
fucking moron.
Yeah,
and
no
I am.
Shit, yes. You're really going to feel bad when I tell you who this is.
A fucking... I'm conceding.
That, Shay, was the Verve Pipe.
Fuck!
You named them with another song. So you obviously knew that that band existed.
Yes.
And that they were a 90s one-hit wonder.
God, I just started spitting soda out of my mouth. I didn't realize I had nowhere to spit it.
I would hate to be you right now. This is another really good one. This is one of my favorites from the 90s. Yep.
New Radicals.
Yes. Nice. I wasn't sure if you'd get that one. You remember the video in the shopping mall?
Yeah.
That was a badass video.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get this one.
Okay.
If you didn't get the Verve Pipe, you're not going to get this one.
I mean, I've heard this song.
Yeah.
I keep picturing the fucking Goo Goo Dolls.
Nope.
Bush.
No. Dishwalla.
Dishwalla.
That was a tough one.
That was.
This one, maybe my favorite song from the 90s.
Okay.
Outside of Pearl Jam, which is my favorite band.
Okay.
Definitely my favorite one-hit wonder from the 90s.
Okay.
I love this song.
Harvey motherfucking Danger.
Yes. Well done.
I love this. When this song first came on, the big reason why I liked it was because it says Rage Against the Machines. And Rage Against the Machines has always been like my favorite band.
Oh, really?
That was the entire reason I liked this song.
I liked it because it's clearly about masturbation. So clearly. It's not even like a vague reference.
Is it really?
Yeah. He's talking about going up the flagpole. The song is called Flagpole Sitter. Or Flagpole Sitta.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. When I feel a bit naughty, I run it up the flagpole and see who still looks, but no one ever does. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. Yeah, it's a good song, man.
It is. I really like it.
I bought the album, though.
Oh, that was a mistake.
The album sucked.
Oh, I did the same thing.
It was such
terrible.
A piece of shit album.
You know.
But whatever.
I liked that song by Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Bought the whole CD. Thing was like a fucking jazz album with that one song. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
That's you can't get away with doing that shit nowadays with this iTunes and Spotify.
Which
you
got to
put out good albums.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. We got fucked back then, Shay.
Yeah, we did.
I should write a letter.
I know.
Dear Harvey Danger.
Dear 1997.
How dare you do this to me? Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah. Anyway, we're a little early for a song break, but fuck it, right?
We're barely early.
Yeah.
We're 1 minute early.
Yeah, let's play it so I can get my water.
I could have gotten you fucking water
what are we
a few
listening
minutes
to?
Ago.
What are we listening to?
This call...
Hey, well done, Shay. I didn't count, but let's call it half.
I'll say half.
I think you got better. Let's call it 60%.
Okay, we'll say 60%.
Still an F. I mean, that still fails, but...
Yeah, better than most.
It is.
Okay, so this is from a band called Walk Off the Earth, and the song is called Summer Vibe. It's actually not a cover.
No, oh, wow. It's new.
I know.
Waves. Beautiful, Shay. Very relaxing.
I thought so,
very
too.
Very chill. I like it.
You know,
it.
And it's the weather's getting nicer. It seems more like a summertime vibe.
Yeah, why not?
Type of time.
Totally. So, Shay, how do they reach out and touch the show?
You do it with a computer device. You email the show to tomacast1@gmail.com.
Or with your phone device, you can call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819. Social media stuff, atomicast.com. But why, Shay, in the fuck, would they ever care to reach out to us?
They could reach out to us if they want to do better than me on any given fucking quiz ever.
Yeah.
That'd be a good reason.
It'd be hard to do worse.
Impossible to do worse. They could have seen your picture on the internet and want some nude pictures of you.
That's true. That happens
We're
a lot.
We're waiting.
Happens a lot. Hurry the fuck up. You got it.
Make sure you're jerking it too. And make sure you're a giant.
Make sure that what?
You're a giant. Dude, or they could, yeah.
You know, I was texting. I don't want to change the subject, but I'm going to. I was texting when I was watching that Louis.
Yeah.
And there was the scene where Louis got naked and you saw his ass and everything. And at the time, I'm thinking, like, ah, gross. Who needs to see that shit? And then I thought, I bet I look exactly like that from the back. Like, I bet it is fucking identical, except probably hairier. Like, I'm worse than Louis C.K. Nobody needs to see that shit.
You're taller than him, right? Isn't he like 6 foot?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm probably a little thinner than Louis C.K., but not meaningfully thinner. I'm sure it looked...
It's weird how gross, like, you see guys in, like, porn, and they got, like, those tight, fit fucking asses that are pounding away a pussy.
Yeah.
And then, like, you look at yourself in a mirror from the back, and it's
I
just,
I never
like,
do that. I never look at myself in the back.
Sometimes I have because of back knee, which is better now, but...
Good. I'm glad.
But it wasn't.
I'm glad for you. So why else would they want to reach out and touch the show?
Call, me, they a, want
call
advice.
Me a fat fucker. Yes, yeah. Advice. That's a great thing.
Is that what you were going for?
That was, yes. Whew. So I have
I always have a hard time with this.
I have some emails that they sent to us asking for advice.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I met this girl online. She told me she was 18. We talked for a month. We sent pics back and forth. She was 5'10", had the body of an 18-year-old. I was honestly not expecting anything.
Oh, Christ.
This morning she texted me saying she doesn't want to lie anymore. She's 15. What the fuck do I do? I had no idea, and we told each other that we love each other, which I do. I'm actually asexual, so I don't even care that we can't have sex.
Oh, fuck you.
It gets worse. We still exchange pics, though, and I feel disgusted. I do love her, and I want to keep talking to her. As of now, I told her we can continue talking only romantically and absolutely no more sexual talk. Is this okay? Am I a bad human being?
Yes.
Do I care about... I do care about her, but the situation is so fucked up. I don't know what to do. I am 20 years old. Yes, I don't want to, you know, rag on the guy too much, but you're a 20-year-old chatting online with a 15-year-old. You need to fucking be an adult and stop it. There's something really wrong with that situation. And if he's asexual, why is he having sexual talk with her at all?
Right?
And
this guy's a fucking moron. This,
there's, yes, he needs to... He needs to seek some professional help here.
Oh, my God. Dude, like, as soon as he found out she was 15, more texts.
Yes.
Like, just cut it off entirely.
I think maybe one more saying...
Sorry, can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
You're too young.
Yeah, like, I thought you were 18. I can't talk to a 15-year-old.
No shit.
And then just stop replying. Like, be a fucking adult, a grown-up about it.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up. And what kind of pictures are they sending back
and forth? I don't know. But so he's 20, so he's halfway through college.
Potentially.
And she's a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
This is a twistedly wrong situation. This is
Do you
not...
remember when it was like normal for seniors to date freshmen, though, in high school?
Yeah, but it's there's...
It's fucked up.
I don't think that seniors and freshmen is wrong.
It's
except...
18 and potentially 13.
No, potentially 14. Well, maybe 13. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It could be 13.
Yeah, but to me, I don't know. To me, that's more acceptable because... They're at the same station in life, approximately. Once he goes off to college, he needs it, and he can't date a sophomore in high school anymore.
Right.
That's weird.
I mean, that's.
But when I was a freshman in college, I was sort of halfway dating a freshman in. Or I'm sorry. When I was a freshman in college, I was halfway dating a senior in high school.
Well, that's not weird, though, because the ages are so close.
Yeah, but that felt weird because our stages in life are so different.
Right.
I was, you know, she was still at home living with her parents going to high school. I was living in Chicago all by myself.
Right. Yeah, that would be
that was
different.
That was a little weird.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was only a year older, but it still felt, it felt differenter.
I can understand that.
Than a, you know, an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old in the same school.
Fair enough.
So.
This guy needs to fucking stop, and he's a fucking psychopath, and.
I don't know if we can say that he's a psychopath.
Well, I can't.
But he needs to stop.
He does.
Okay, this one started about a year ago. when I found out that I was the only one not invited to a get-together that consisted of all of my friends, a group of about 15 people. I ignored that and moved on, but then time and time again, I was the only one left out. Now, I was particularly close to one person. Let's call him Hector. Hector was my, quote, best friend, end quote, and his birthday was coming up in about a week. I ordered him a gift and made him a card, but guess who wasn't invited to Hector's party? Anyway, I still gave him the gift when I met him. It's been 8 days, and none of these 15 people have made an effort to talk to me. What should I do?
It sounds like they don't want to be your friend anymore, dude. Move on.
Sounds like get new friends.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. That's much easier said than done, I'm sure, but... like, they're trying to cut you out.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, so, have some pride and just leave.
Yeah, stop trying to hang out with them.
Agreed. Short and sweet.
I mean, it's a weird one, but yeah.
This one is titled, Significant Other of 5 Years is in Amsterdam with her friends. How can I stop worrying? So this is about a female who is 19. She's in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend, male, 19, is at home worrying about her.
Okay.
I'm having a bit of a hard time at the moment. I've always been quite a by-the-book kind of guy, so the idea of her doing things like smoking weed and wandering the red light district make me uncomfortable. I'm not worried that she's going to cheat on me or anything, but I'm worried, but I'm not sure what I'm worried about. Last night, she told me that she and her friends went to a sex show that evening with strippers and people eating things off or out of each other and live sex. And I started kind of freaking out a little. The idea makes me really uncomfortable, but at the same time, I would rather I was there with her. Am I jealous she's having experiences that I'm not? Or am I jealous of the fact that she's seen people in that kind of way? Or am I not jealous and instead a little disgusted? I know I'm not rambling. I have no idea of what kind of advice anyone could offer at all. I guess I just needed to get this off my chest.
He's a super jealous guy, and he's worried that she's going to fuck someone while she's over there. That's the only thing he's worried about
entirely. He says he's not.
He's lying. He's fucking lying.
I don't know if he's jealous. He's certainly insecure.
Insecure as fuck. He's worried that she's going to cheat on him. That's exactly what he's worried about.
But, Shay, let me be the devil's advocate. Okay. Right? Is that the word?
That's what you're trying to say, yes, but you said it very strangely. You're supposed to say, let me play devil's advocate.
Play the devil's advocate. Sorry.
Not the.
Sorry,
play devil's.
Bro.
Remove the duh. The. Jesus. You're rubbing off on me. Stop it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So they've been dating for 5 years.
Yeah.
They're both 19.
Uh-huh.
They started dating when they were 14.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if she's ready to go off and have some experiences without him.
Yeah.
And he's feeling weird and insecure about that.
Yeah, she's ready to go out and fuck some other guy.
I don't know about fucking other guys, but...
I bet she is.
It's weird to be in a relationship that long.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time, I think, before one person starts kind of thinking, like, I want to do this other shit. I don't want to just be with you all the time.
It's boring. It's completely reasonable. Fucking 19, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 19, and that's when you should be doing weird shit like that.
He should be out going doing the same shit somewhere else.
Even,
live
like,
your fucking life.
To me, the idea of going to the red light district, it still seems like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Except I'd need to be home by like 10:30.
If you're over there, it might be different. If you're over there, it'd be different.
Yeah, no, I'd still party, I think. I'd still have fun, but... At 35, I know I'd be the oldest dude there. It'd be a bunch of 20-year-olds getting high and, you know, fucking each other in the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I went to Mardi Gras
when
I was 20. I was 21 or maybe 22.
Did you get laid?
No.
Oh.
But I had a shitload of fun. I got super drunk and super high and vomited in different places and stuff. It was quite a trip. Yeah, we just hopped in we had no plans or anything. It was just so stupid. Because, you know, hotels and stuff are booked for years for Mardi Gras. We just hopped in my buddy's Durango, four of us, and just drove down the night before. Like, we didn't plan it. We didn't book anything. We just slept in his Durango.
It's like, what, a 12-hour drive, right?
Yeah, probably around there.
Yeah.
It was fun. I'm really glad I did it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it at 35, but that's the time that you should be doing it, so that you have these cool memories to look back on when you are 35.
Right.
You're not thinking like, I should have gone to Mardi Gras. I should have fucked somebody at the red light district or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I would say this guy, he needs to fucking lighten up. Go have some fun. Enjoy your young
days. You guys should probably fucking split up and let each other have these experiences.
You should probably break up, yeah. You don't want to marry the girl that you've dated since you were 14.
No shit, that's pathetic.
I picked up my friend from the bar who was so drunk he was stumbling into the road. He had an unbreakable desire to go onto the roof of a parking garage nearby on campus. So we went onto the roof. And we must have been being too loud because the cops came. Two cops spent 20 minutes searching for us, but we evaded them. Afterwards, I went back to my place. This is where it became stupid. There are these blue light towers which, when pressed, will alert the police. I pressed one of these 3 times. The cops came out and went into the residence hall, I presume, to talk to them about the students. It is possible that we are found. It was childish. No one was hurt, but I made a mistake. Should I confess?
Nah.
No.
No.
No, don't confess. Probably not. No good will come of that, but don't do it again.
Yeah, don't be, you know you did something fucking stupid. Just don't do it again.
On the other hand, this is the sort of thing that I was just talking about is kind of fun to get out of your system when you're a young person.
Well, so, yeah, but not something like that. Those are meant for serious emergencies. Yeah. Going and fucking someone in Amsterdam is different than getting their rape squad showing up.
I will
randomly
say, he shouldn't feel too guilty about it. We've all done stupid shit like this when we're drunk, when we're kids.
Yeah. I peed in lots of bushes in college.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Just mark this down in a, fun time in your life and don't do it again because that's bad times.
Yep.
Last one. Me and my girlfriend are in a long-distance relationship. We text every day and Skype most days. The problem is when she gets busy. When she's doing something or being with a friend and isn't texting me back quickly or at all, I get really anxious and upset. It drives me crazy. I need a way to get rid of these clingy, needy feelings. Any help would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, go talk to a fucking therapist and get over it,
you
fucking pussy.
He's talking to us, dude. He's talking to us.
Well, I'm recommending he go talk to a therapist because he has fucking issues.
Yeah, I think that happens when you don't have enough going on in your own life.
Yeah, you need your own fucking shit
to do.
He
needs his own hobbies.
He can't sit there
friends.
And wait for her to Skype with him. Let her go out and do her own thing, too.
Yeah, when she goes out with a friend, he needs to go out with a friend, too. And then he can ignore her texts.
Yeah,
that's what men are supposed to do.
Seriously.
Ignore texts.
I know.
That's the manly thing.
That's what I do.
Me, too.
That's like the one thing I'm manly
every day. That's the one singular thing. Yeah. You're really good at ignoring text messages.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have something.
I know.
I guess.
I know. That's what I got.
Well, we plowed through those, dude. I think we did some real good tonight. Yeah, I think we helped some people.
I hope so. That's always my goal, is to help
less
fortunate.
No, I know. You're a very helpful person.
I am.
Or something.
I am a very, very helpful person.
Whoa, you didn't talk into the mic at all. I couldn't fucking hear that.
I know. I was trying to get the... okay, so I think we're going to jump in. We have a new segment here.
Yeah.
That we're going to try out. Well, I was thinking about this, about the... how often we're going to do it. I'm thinking probably once a month.
Okay.
So this is, it's called the Atomicast Mysteries.
That was what mine was.
Or it's conspiracies.
Jesus, Shay. You're ripping my shit off, man.
I know.
What's up? You can't get any of your own original ideas?
No.
Clearly. You got to rip off my ideas.
Wow. Your dumbness is just wearing off on me tonight.
I know.
Feel very clear-headed here.
It's usually me stumbling over my words. And
I know.
You're newly sober, dude. Maybe the problem is the alcohol. Maybe it helped you think clearly.
I mean, I feel like very
got
like
the fog out of your
with
brain.
It here tonight.
Yeah.
More so than usual. I can speak somewhat properly as well.
Not really, though. You're stumbling over your words.
Well, you said the wrong words.
You're being Tim.
I just said the
wrong
words.
You're being Tim.
Well, anyway, here is Alien... I'm Tim.
Atomic has mysteries.
Atomicast. Aliens. There are a growing fascination for humans everywhere. But just why is that? The United States government asserts that there are no such thing as aliens. However, they refuse to address the real questions. What's out there? What has us frightened to even attempt another passing of the moon?
I have no doubt that extraterrestrials could very well have populated or made structures on the far side of the moon.
Aliens on the far side of the moon? Have we finally discovered what NASA has been trying to hide for over 40 years? Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin agrees.
I saw this illumination that was moving with respect to the stars. We were smart enough to not say, Houston, there's a light out there that's following us. So technically, it becomes an unidentified flying object.
If there truly are aliens on the moon, why haven't we received communication from them yet? YouTube user The Olympus Sky has the answers.
When you look at this, now hold on, I'll first draw out the towers here. Very symmetrical towers as well. And you can see by the pixels here, it's going up like this. And, two of the same things next to each other.
Two of the same thing, clearly seen on our dark, rocky moon. As science has shown us on Earth, there simply cannot be two rocks that are similar in appearance from a distance of 4 miles away. So what must this mean? Aliens are on the moon, and they have been attempting to contact us since the 1960s. Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin agrees.
No, wait a minute.
I said, Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin agrees.
No, wait a minute. Don't you think the people who designed the camera sent it out as an experiment when the pictures came back? They looked at them to see if there was anything unusual?
It is well known that aliens typically erase a person's memory after coming into contact. It is believed that the Apollo astronauts have had their memories wiped, which is totally why Buzz Aldrin is disagreeing with me. If aliens are on the moon, what about the other planets in our solar system? Specifically Mars. Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin agrees.
I can't conceive of it being other than a naturally formed rock formation.
Fucking Buzz Aldrin. Luckily, we have more qualified individuals who have been watching Mars from the Earth in a cubicle to weigh in on the subject.
There I am sitting in this room full of retired Army and Air Force generals and a few admirals, and we're watching what looks like a firefight in space.
A firefight in outer space. Bitches be tripping.
The most senior general there, an Army general, turned to me and said, "Where do you think they're from?" And I said, "I don't know, sir. I've heard they're from 40 light years from here." And his comment was, "Long supply lines." When an Army general says long supply lines, he's already thinking of, how do I deal with these people from far away?
Astronauts, scientists, even the President of the United States of America has confirmed the existence of aliens.
It's at the
aliens won't let it happen. They reveal all their secrets. They exercise strict control over us.
I can't reveal anything.
Oh, really? Because President Clinton said he did go right in, and he did check, and there was nothing.
Well, you know, that's what we're instructed to say.
A galactic conspiracy with the President of the United States of America confirming he is a part of it. We have indeed confirmed that aliens do exist, and they are here with us every day, living among us. If more proof is needed, we have an exclusive clip from an actual alien here on Earth. I warn you, his message is clear.
This is our planet. This is our world. This is our time. This is our future. You are all ours. We rule. You obey. We give commands. And you listen.
We have digitally enhanced the audio and put old-timey music in the background to make it less terrifying.
This is our planet. This is our world. This is our time. This is our future. You are all totally ours. We rule. You will pay. We give commands. I think I just shit.
We have set out to discover the truth about aliens. And so we have. Aliens do have buttholes. And they do have diarrhea like the rest of us. They are our friends and our neighbors, our leaders and dignitaries, our tribesmen and soldiers. And they shit just like the rest of us.
Aliens! Aliens! So that was the first installment of Atomicast Mysteries.
Conspiracies.
Mysteries.
Atomicast Conspiracies. So yeah, so we'll probably do probably one a month.
Yeah.
First one was about aliens.
I enjoyed that.
And they all poop. So
I enjoyed that greatly.
Yep, probably about another month or so. Probably in May we'll do another. So
I'm down.
Without further ado, Timmy.
Yeah.
Let's get to some news.
Nah, pass. No, okay, let's get some news.
I don't know what to do. We want to... We can tech ourselves.
No. Tech yourself. No, I like the news.
Okay, let's get to the news. Shit.
No, yeah, news, for sure.
Detroit is a dream come true for Iraqi refugees. in Dearborn, Michigan, Detroit's ravaged neighborhoods don't seem to faze Zaid al-Saidi. Then again, he's from Baghdad and has dreamed for years of moving to Detroit.
Why? Why Detroit out of anywhere in America?
So, let's see. It took years of waiting, but finally, in early 2014, al-Saidi got the call. A United Nations refugee officer confirmed that he, his wife, and their three children would be joining al-Saidi's mother in the Detroit suburb of Dearborn, home to the largest Middle Eastern community in the United States.
Huh. Well, it's a suburb. The suburb might still be nice.
Yeah, the suburb would be, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know anything about Dearborn, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Royal Oaks is where Bruce Campbell's from.
Where?
Royal Oaks.
Oh, okay. I don't know what...
It's also a suburb of Michigan, or a suburb of Michigan.
Okay.
Suburb of Detroit.
Fair enough. From 2010 to 2014, Michigan saw a 38% increase in the number of refugees moving to the state.
Weird.
So, yeah, if you're from Iraq, apparently Detroit is a fucking dreamland.
Weird.
Speaking of Detroit, New York hipsters are being encouraged to move to Detroit.
Get the fuck out of here, hipsters.
Seriously, fuck them.
Go to Detroit.
New York residents may have noticed new billboards throughout the city encouraging them to move to Detroit. There's one in Soho, another in the Ace Town or Ace Hotel in Midtown, and the other two billboards are in Bushwick. One example reads, Detroit, just west of Bushwick, while another says, Detroit, be left alone, below a rainbow. I think Detroit is a compelling place for people to be moving, explained Philip Kafka of Prince Media Company, the boutique billboard company, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they're trying to get hipsters.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, you hipsters.
We're going to like this one. Religious right leaders threaten to rise up if they don't get to persecute gays.
That's just what we need.
I know. The RFRA fiasco, and that's the Indiana law.
Yep.
Including the belated revision to the hate law in Indiana may have irrevocably.
I could help you, Shay, but I'm enjoying
this. You know
this.
What we're trying to say? Yeah, irrevocably. Why am I having such a hard time with this word?
Just skip it.
Irrevocably.
Yeah, that's
irrevocably.
It.
Hurt the Republican brand, but if so, religious right bigots are unaware of it. How do you say that word? How do you say it?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Just keep reading.
But if so, religious right bigots are unaware of it. We're laughing too long. More and more, their diabetes are couched in not just apocalyptic, but military terms. Rick Santorum got all frothing and stomped his little feet as he followed Ted Cruz in expressing his anger over the role corporations played in opposing the RFRA. Apparently, saying everybody has equal rights is an assault on religious freedom, meaning fake Christian freedom to persecute anybody and everybody it does not approve of. Fucking religious people.
Dude, I hate religious people.
I know. And speaking of Indiana, Illinois governor, I want to rip the economic guts out of Indiana. Illinois governor Bruce Rauner says he wants to rip the economic guts out of Indiana. The newly elected governor of Indiana's western neighbor told the editorial board of the Chicago Tribune on Monday that he plans to poach Hoosier jobs as part of his state turnaround plan. Believe me, I'm going to try to rip the economic guts out of Indiana, he told the newspaper. I'm one of the baddest, you know, enemies anybody can have. And when I set a goal, we do it. And I don't care what the headline is, I want the results. And we're coming after Indiana big time. But you know what? We're going to do so in our terms the right way. So what I'm reading, Tim, is we're going to have another governor sent to prison.
I would love that.
It would not surprise me.
That'd be great.
One fucking bit.
That's what Illinois needs.
It's everybody who's in politics in Illinois goes to prison eventually.
Yeah. Except Obama.
Yet. Man who had 30 kids with 11 women wants child support break.
Well, yeah.
So this is in Knoxville, Tennessee. They have found some details in the... the 33-year-old Knoxville, Tennessee resident has reported...
33? That's 30 children?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Has set a Knox County record for his ability to reproduce. He has 30 children with 11 women, and 9 of those children were born in the last 3 years.
Jesus Christ.
Said Hatchett, who is something of a local celebrity, vowed, "I'm done!" In a 2009 TV interview, saying he wouldn't father more children. But Hatchett is back in the news this week because he's struggling to make ends meet on his minimum wage job.
What's he do? Does it say?
No. Probably McDonald's. His inability to make child support payments on such a meager salary also means he's back in court again and again, most recently to ask for a break on those payments. So don't have 30 kids.
Yeah, that seems like an easy solution there.
You want to know what the solution is? Man dies after sex with scarecrow.
Yeah, fuck scarecrows.
Yes.
Is your solution dying or fucking scarecrows?
Fucking scarecrows.
Okay.
Just don't actually die.
Dying is optional.
Optional. Okay. Yeah, if you're going to fuck a scarecrow, I mean, who cares?
Yeah, you can die.
A shepherd was found after having sex with a scarecrow that he put a wig and lipstick on.
Well, yeah, you got to dress him up, make him look pretty.
Neighbors led police to the Argentinian man's body after they rang the local council about a foul smell coming from Jose Alberto's home in San Jose de Balcarre.
A foul smell? So how does the scarecrow smell?
His body was rotting.
Oh, because he died.
He died.
I get it.
Yeah. Police later found Alberto, 58, whose rotting remains were found next to the scarecrow. The scarecrow also had a strap-on sex toy attached to it. During the first visual inspection, it appeared that there were two dead bodies. Then it was found that actually one of the bodies was a doll with special features.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got
to
get a...
It was lying next to the deceased and had a 6-inch strap-on penis, he's quoted as saying.
Oh, it had a penis.
Yeah.
Oh, so he
was taking it.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, that's not what I was expecting. Okay.
We were working on the assumption that the man died during sex with the scarecrow. Straw had been stuffed inside the old clothes that had been sewn together to make the scarecrow.
Was it actually a scarecrow or was it a doll that he made?
That's exactly what you would make a scarecrow.
No, a scarecrow implies that he goes out to the field and like drags it home and fucks it.
We don't know that he didn't.
A doll means he's making it in his living room.
Based on the story, we don't know that if he did that or not.
All right. I'm going to picture that he dragged it in from a field.
Yeah.
That he was literally, like, it was a literal scarecrow. So now his fields are overcome by crows.
Yes.
Because he's fucking a scarecrow.
I don't see how that's not possible.
Well, he could have just made one in his living room or something.
No, he couldn't.
Straw that's creative, though. Good for him, man. That's creative. You gotta get your rocks off, you know?
One way or another.
Yeah.
And finally, this is my favorite one. Woman says Michael Jackson's ghost molested her kids.
Is she going to sue?
Yeah.
Good.
Janice Brown, 32, of Dallas, was recently arrested and charged with over 30 felony counts of sexual abuse. Over the course of 3 years, investigators said Brown molested her 4 children aged 3 to 14. Full details have not been released, but investigators claim the abuse involved inappropriate touching and oral sex. Brown's long-term roommate finally stepped forward and reported the crimes. Blah, 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 blah. However, court records report a bizarre twist in the case. Brown claims her innocence, saying the ghost of Michael Jackson molested her 4 children.
That's believable.
Yeah.
I buy it.
I mean, it was Michael Jackson. If you're going to go for anybody, you might as well just fucking go for him.
Well, he's a proven molester, right?
He's a pedophile.
Yeah, he's a total pedo.
I mean, he's a pedophile. If I was going to choose one dead person to say molested my kids, I would say Michael Jackson immediately. It wouldn't even be a thought in my head. It would just be a natural
thing.
That's
reasonable, yeah. What about Bill Cosby? I mean, he wasn't a child molester, but he's still a dirty pervert.
But I said dead people.
That's true. In a couple of years, he'll say Bill Cosby.
There's thunder.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
No.
I just heard it. That lightning. We're getting some lightning here, folks.
Yeah, a little bit. Do you want to play your sexapopies?
Yeah, sexapopies.
Sexapopies.
Let's play sexapopies.
All right, let's play it.
All right, so here I'm reintroducing sexcapades.
From season 1.
Oh, yeah.
I met some guy at a party and ended up going to his house. Mid-thrust, he started laughing manically and yelled, "I am fucking an alien princess. I am fucking an alien princess." I, far too sober, immediately stopped and had to listen to him say, with wide eyes, "Your vagina looks like the fridge scene in Ghostbusters." I fell asleep and woke up in the morning to him eating a whole key lime pie in bed. Not even looking over at me, he said, "You can't have any." I walked home.
If you want more sexcapades, listen to radio.atomicast.com.
Oh, yeah, baby.
We got classic episodes there.
I know. There's we did that in season one, then kind of quit.
Yep.
But so we're going to maybe bring that back.
I've noticed since you've not been drinking, you're more productive.
Really,
you're making little audio things for the show. You're being creative with stuff.
Oh man, I know, right?
You got your creativity back.
I'm making music now too.
Yeah, came back.
I was working on a song right before I came over here.
You dry up, you get creative.
It seems to be a true thing. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
Jeez, that lightning is going crazy. I fucking love it.
Yeah. Well, should we wrap up?
Yep.
And you can enjoy the lightning on the ride home.
Yep, I think we're wrapping here.
All right. This is call the voicemail 832-819.
Do you have an outro you're gonna play?
That's 832. Yes, I do. 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff, atomicast.com.
All that good shit.
Signing off, this is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourselves, Ohio. Who knows why the Atomicast will be? It's a bit of this and a bit of that. The spectrum of dialogue is endless. In a stream of consciousness lively chat. Utomicast1@gmail.com. That's your virtual ticket to heaven. Or 832-819 dump. 832-819-3867. Leave us some messages as soon as you can, and we'll all hash out a new plan on the Utomicast. Yeah, the Utomicast.